Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Whatever. So. Good evening, Late Night Alternative, Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle.
Hello.
And Peter Heater. You may know him better as Pete Heat.
Hello.
Come up close to these.
Hello.
This isn't Talk Sport now, this is Talk Radio. These microphones are crap. They have not spent a single thing on this. Look at the state of this studio, man. Can you believe it?
I don't know. I can't believe it, no, to be honest.
Yes.
I'm disgusted.
Wow! A guest seconds into the show is disgusted. You know the score, dear listener. You can call in 0344 499 1000. You can call in about absolutely anything you want. Big, small, light, heavy, whatever. Pete is here. Regular listeners will remember Pete is a cook. And tonight he's going to be talking to us about vegan diets.
Yeah, well, more specifically, I'm going to be rustling up an egg-free quiche.
Wowzers! So get your pens and papers. Any recipe questions? I'm joking, of course. Pete is here to talk about your sexual and emotional and relationship problems, aren't you, Pete?
Absolutely, yes. And to be specific,
How to rustle up a baby without any eggs. Now, Pete's a magician. If you want to see how tall he is, if you go to @PeteHeat on Twitter. Does it have your height statistics in your bio?
It doesn't, but it probably should. It should say that I'm tall.
You're very tall.
And I am tall. Did you say you're very tall to me?
Well, I'm not, though. You're taller than me. And you've brought along... You're pretending that you're like a big showbiz thing now. And you've brought a couple of friends along who've got fake cameras pretending you're filming something.
Yeah.
And with respect, one of your cameramen...
Yes.
Is I don't know how to say this delicately. He's just below average height, let's put it like that. Whereas you are significantly above average height, and when you two stood next to each other, it amplified
the divide.
The divide. The divide was amplified. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's great. Was that a question or just an insult?
Yes, there is a question. No, there is
okay,
a question.
Okay.
How does that make you feel as a person?
Pretty good.
Okay.
No, it's quite good actually, because he is he's on sort of camera A, and every shot just means I'm towering over the lens like some kind of hero.
You've been out and about. I saw you on Facebook. You've been out and about. You're filming lots of stuff in the beautiful sunshine all around London.
That's right. Yeah.
And you're going to do some tricks for us tonight.
That's correct.
So, dear listener, if you want to have a magic trick done on you, done to you, done through you, what's the correct terminology?
They all have interesting connotations. But, yeah, done to you. It sounds almost kinky, doesn't it?
With
your consent. It's always consensual, yeah.
Always consensual. Never. And that's actually, you bring up a really good point. Never do a magic trick on someone without their permission or consent.
Express written consent.
0344 499 1000. Now we've got some callers on the line. They called in before they knew you were coming on.
Okay.
So I'm guessing that they're not here for tricks.
Yeah, good. So let's got nothing for them.
Let's dispatch them quickly. Okay. Good evening, Nigel.
Evening, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you, Nigel. Yes.
Evening, Kath. Hello. Evening, Pete.
Hello. Good evening.
Now, the reason we've invited you here, Nigel... Yes, go on.
Tonight, I've got a song for you. It's 2 minutes 40 long.
Right. Okay.
Don't have to listen to all of it.
Okay.
Good.
That's good.
But I'd like to play it for you.
Okay, thank you, Nigel.
Can we crack on?
You please do. Sorry, Pete. It's a staggering start. And it's literally can't hear anything.
Are you playing it in your pocket?
No, it's from my phone to the laptop.
Right, right. Well, we can't hear it.
Can you not?
No.
You put your phone a bit closer to your laptop.
Let's.
Right, you're going to play Terry Scott, My Brother.
Any good?
Yes, all right. Let's go to Paul. Good evening, Paul. He wanted to play the whole of Terry Scott's My Brother? It's a fun song. I like it. Reminds me of having, I think it was on All Aboard, but that's a strange...
Some kind of pervert, obviously.
Good evening, Paul.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Paul. What would you like to say to us this evening before we embark on a journey of mysticism and wonderment?
I've been in the pub with my friends this afternoon, and we come across some weird conversations like, what are things you can say at the dinner table that you can also say in the bedroom?
Would you like more cream on that?
You're not leaving till you've eaten up.
There's been some good ones like, I can't, or if, can I have some more, please? And... What? And then we dismissed a friend of mine from this conversation because he came up with a really sick one.
Okay, well, I'm hovering over the dump button. Let's hear it.
It's not as good as my mother's.
Oh.
Okay, thanks very much. Bit embarrassing start to the show there, Pete. Normally it's just Friday and it's raucous and we've had a bloke trying to play Terry Scott on someone making incest jokes.
So could you magic us up someone better?
I'm working on it.
I'm assuming you've brought magic with you.
I have brought magic with,
You know I genuinely love magic. I love it. I've had a really lousy day. Magic always makes me feel like a 12, 13-year-old. It brightens my life up. So come on, man. Cool. Let's do it. Let's have this.
All right,
by the way, if you want to watch this, it's on. You can go to youtube.com/IanLee. Click on the live video. You can watch this live as it happens.
Okay, we get you go for it. Do you have your phone on you or to hand?
No, I'm streaming, but Catherine's got her phone.
It's outside. I'm going to get it.
Okay, well, why are you pretending to be professional all of a sudden?
I never bring my phone in.
Oh, wow. Go and get your phone.
Yeah, sorry. Where's the
site? Sorry, guys.
Right, and I've got a trick. Before she comes back.
No.
She's close to the laptop. I was going to say we could go on Twitter and write obscenities about that. Nah. We'll just sit and wait, Pete. There's no problem.
If I was a professional, I would have told you I needed a phone. But I'm not.
It's a shoddy magician, a shoddy producer, and a piss poor presenter. That really is a combination for
and the audience as well.
Oh, God, terrible.
Let's not leave them out of this.
It's a terrible, terrible audience. One of the slackest audiences I've ever had to perform in front. Let's just wait for Catherine. This isn't awkward at all.
No, it's definitely not.
Hey!
You're not going through my photos, are you?
What? No, I'm not actually, but it does involve the camera. If you could open up the camera for me.
Mm-hmm. I'll burn up your camera.
Okay. And while you're doing that, I'll show you something. I'm holding something, and just to describe it to the listeners, this is a kind of, you'd probably know it as a sort of Polaroid. It's actually made by Fujifilm, this one. Other brands are available. Yeah. Anyway, basically, it's an unexposed Polaroid picture, so just a black blank picture, right? Okay, and you two will verify that, right?
Yeah.
It's a picture of nothing. It hasn't been through the camera, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Ian, can I give that to you? I mean, you can look at it, but can you hold it up? And I'm going to take a picture of you holding it.
Okay.
Hold on. So, what should we go to the camera? Right. Hold on. Little picture. Right. Really nice smile. That's good. Okay, perfect.
Happy with that, Mr. Heat?
I think so.
Oh, I felt magic pass through me.
And we're going to put the phone down just for now. Okay, and I'll take it that way.
So the phone's in place, face down on the desk next to Catherine, and you've taken that photo, that undeveloped, unexposed. Instant photo you've taken
yes, away from you. Okay, now I'd like the listeners to get involved with this as well. You won't know where this is going yet, but if you're listening and you're on Twitter or you've got some way of getting in touch, could you I don't know how many channels of it's the future now, isn't it?
That's probably
could you tweet in a two-digit number. Well, it could be three-digit. A number between 1 and 100.
Okay.
So just give us a random
number. At Ian Lee, if you can tweet a random number, please. I'm going to pick the first one that pops up on my screen. Okay. So there's a slight delay of this being broadcast and it going out. So if you tweet a number at Ian Lee between 1 and 100. Here we go. First one from Craig. Do you want me to tell you the number?
Yeah, why not?
It's
22. 22, OK. And are you happy that that's the one we're going to go with?
Well, I don't like Craig as it... Well, hang on a minute. The next person's just done 22 as well.
Oh, OK, that's weird. So you can either see that as some kind of psychic thing and, oh, my God, it really spooky, or maybe everyone just picks 22 and I'm relying on that being the case. So, you know, take your time.
All right, then we'll go for the fourth one. It's from Bryn and it's 82.
82.
82,
okay.
That's my final answer.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, good. The reason I need a number is because I have on my phone... I'm going to try and show this to you so you can see. In fact, I'll let you do this. Could you tap on the Notes app on my phone?
Going on to the Notes app on your phone.
Okay, and in my notes, there's a list called something like Top 100 London Landmarks or something like that.
Top 100 London Sites,
okay,
yes.
Yeah, could you tap on that?
Yes, I
okay.
can.
Okay, and could you scroll to number 82? Because, see, they're all different, right?
They're all different. Number 82, yes.
Okay, and can you say out loud what it is?
I can say it's Tower Bridge. Okay. That's Tower Bridge.
Okay, that's Tower Bridge. Right. And so, for example, if you'd have said, I don't know, if you'd have gone for 22, it would have been, just so you know, they are all different.
Yeah.
If you'd have gone for 22, it would have been Centre Point, right?
There we go.
Okay,
yep,
so they're genuinely all different. I'll let you check that out as much as you want. But was it Tower Bridge?
Tower Bridge.
Now, remember when you were holding a blank photograph a minute ago?
I do remember that, yeah.
I took a picture. Oh, good. Otherwise, this would be anticlimactic. Let's have a little look at the picture that I took of you when you were holding it. Okay, in fact, Kath, could you open your phone up? Go to the gallery. Look at the picture.
Whoa. My God!
What have you got? Jesus, how did you do that? That is insane. Show that to the periscopers. So the picture he took on Kath's phone of me holding a blank, unexposed, undeveloped instant picture is now... On that little picture, it's Tower Bridge.
Yeah.
but
and you were holding that before the number was chosen.
What kind of witchcraft is this?
Of all of your tricks you've done, that is the one that's left me feeling the most uncomfortable. That is messed up. That involves time travel. That is, wow, well done.
Thank you.
Well, that's taken a while to sink in. That's freaky.
Thanks.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Okay. Well, what I did was... Oh, God, I've got to go, actually. It's at the time already. Oh, no, I can't believe it.
Sorry. 03444. I love it. Honestly, I love it. I love it. I love it. We could spend weeks thinking about that, Catherine, and never work out how he did it. Isn't that... 0344 499 1000. If you want to talk to Pete about magic or whatever, or height, or, you know, just he's a dad as well. You talk about, take dad questions, won't you?
Yeah.
You can give us a call about anything. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
So, you can watch if you want to watch on YouTube. We've got Pete to about 11, is that right? You
stick yeah,
11.
Sure,
we've
yeah.
got Pete till around 11. If you want to see the tricks, it's not the best camera angle, but hopefully you'll get the vibe. If you want to see the tricks, if you go to youtube.com/IanLee or periscope.tv/IanLee, although Periscope is full of not very nice people, basically. If you do that, can I get my computer up, please? John, thank you, mate. I've gone quiet for some reason. I don't know why. Is that me or is that... Why is it not coming out? What's going on with my computer?
Pete.
Oh, there we go.
I would have gotten away with it too.
What the hell have you done? There we go, it's up now. Right. If you're going to go and watch that, people are commenting on that, saying, I felt that trick was racist and homophobic. Burn him, he's a witch. And illusionists are sad. Are you sad, Pete?
I'm quite a happy guy, I think. I think people who say stuff like illusionists are sad, they're normally feeling a bit inferior because they can't work out how the trick's done.
There we go.
Because otherwise, why? Although maybe they think we genuinely can't handle reality and we have to pretend that we've got superpowers. I don't know.
Yes, you're right.
I'm all right.
It's Stuart. It's Stuart for us. Let's go and take Stuart. Good evening, Stuart.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening. What have you got for us tonight, Stuart?
Hello, Stuart.
Hello, first time caller, and good evening, Pete.
He's going round one at a time.
I don't know why I didn't just say it all together. That just seemed stupid.
It was a little bit. I don't know if I'd use the word stupid, but I'd say silly.
It's his first time.
I'd say time wasting.
Well,
efficiency is the key. Although this whole show is an exercise in time wasting, basically. Stupid like that. What you got for us, Stuart?
Well, I'm just mind blown. I mean, I seen that on YouTube and I was just amazed.
Oh, thanks.
Have you got another trick for us?
I will be doing more, yeah.
Perform monkey. We'll get him to do some more in a minute. Are you a fan of magic, Stuart?
I wasn't before, but I'm into it now.
Yeah.
What, brilliant. Just because of that last trick?
Yeah.
You've never seen a trick before that's amazed you?
No.
Flipping heck, man. This is great.
I get that a lot when I'm because I work at events, as you know, sort of corporate events, which is a lot of fun.
They really do like paying attention to the act.
They love it. But you do always get people saying, you know, I've never actually seen magic up close. Because if you ever watch magic on TV, it's always like that bungling magician trope of a guy dropping doves out of his sleeve and ruining just the tricks going wrong. That's what everyone thinks magic is like, I think. So I think people are often really surprised. They go, oh, that was actually quite good. They often say the word actually. That was actually quite good. Thanks.
Because there was, when you came on, not last time, the time before, there was a raft of magic shows. There was that, there was Fool, Penn and Teller.
Yeah.
There was that one on BBC that didn't work quite well, where it was magicians and they'd team up with a celebrity and they'd have to learn a routine. But now that all seems to have gone away. Magic's kind of just gone off favour for a little... It does, it's cyclical. You'll get a couple of years of some really good magicians, then it will disappear from TV for a bit, and then it kind of comes back again.
So Dynamo was very... I think he started a big wave, because he's genuinely good as well, a really good magician. But, and then you had Troy. I don't know if you ever saw that guy.
Troy?
Troy.
Troy, no. What does Troy do?
He does. He does Dynamo's act, but no, he doesn't. That's not true. Troy's actually a very good magician. I just thought it would be a funny thing to say. Anyway, Troy, if you're listening, hi. No, he's good. But there were a lot of sort of similar street magic shows around. Yeah.
Well, that was David Blaine, wasn't it? That started the street magic.
Yeah. The first 1996.
Time... No, was it?
Yeah.
Flipping heck.
Yeah. I loved that. I'd been doing magic since I was about 7, which is. A long time ago, and I'd kind of gone off it a bit because magic was never the coolest thing ever.
Well, magic became for a while the bow ties,
the sequins, and Debbie McGee.
Yeah,
and then Blaine came out, and it was like, this is actually cool. I think I could be one of the cool kids.
That first special was shown on TV. That was it, man. I was hooked because he was brilliant, and those first couple of specials were just amazing, and then you read later on and maybe there was some editing and a little bit of trickery going on,
but not that much really. Like especially that was one of the most honest magic shows you'll see. That's that David Blaine street magic show. Some especially recent ones, especially the more American ones, they will stop at nothing. They use every Hollywood effect in the book and have people flying over skyscrapers and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, do you know Chris Angel? Do you know who that is?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I have no problem criticising him. He's
like a big Las Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas guy, isn't
like
he?
A muscular goth. It's like almost a contradiction in itself. But he did one where he floated between two sort of tower blocks. And they've just sort of framed out the crane. it's mad. You think, anyone could do that. Literally anyone could do that. Anyone with a crane could do that.
Well, you say that. Yeah. There's one of my favourite Paul Daniels tricks. We spoke about it before. It's the one, excuse me, where he makes the elephant disappear. Have you seen that? It's brilliant, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's brilliant. He's out in a field in the middle of nowhere, and they're in a marquee. It's him, Johnny Morris, and Debbie McGinnis, and the army are there. And they've got an elephant. He says, right, we're going to make this elephant disappear, right? And I've worked out how it's done. And it's a very... I'm not going to ruin it. Have you seen it, Catherine?
No.
It's incredible. I mean, it looks great, OK? And it's... Fair play, it's only taken me 35 years to go, oh, right, I think I know how they do that. And once you know it's quite obvious. But that's a camera trick that does it. It's a very, you know, subtle camera trick.
Yeah, not in the way that you'd think of when you thought camera trick, though. Like, yeah. I suppose it's not really for me to just... I won't go into any details, actually. But, no. I think when people hear camera trick, they sort of think you're cutting it and doing special effects.
Oh, this is all done in one shot.
Which is why you kind of rule that out. You instantly think, well, it can't be a camera trick. But, yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
But, of course, you don't do tricks. You're actually a real magician, aren't you? That's what separates you from this Chris Angel and Blaine and all of that.
I'm a wizard, an actual wizard. Yeah, yeah. So it's just a case of learning the right spells and saying the words in the right order. Keep your wand clean.
Let's go to Louise. Hello, Louise.
Hey. Hi, are you?
Where are we?
How are you?
Oh, okay.
Hi, are you?
Oh, you don't want to know. You don't want to know. It's been a lousy day. But apart from that, great. What have you got for us?
Well, I'm just wondering, is there any tricks that Pete can do, you know, over the phone, with somebody over the phone?
Pete's looking up as if to say no, but he doesn't.
You know, I do know a couple, but to be honest, they're just not that good. I think you'd be better. You'd be more impressed if you just listened to them on here. I'll be honest with you. It's just they're obviously the more kind of psychological ones, the ones you can do over the phone. And any psychological trick involves a bit of luck, but also like a lot of reading. Like, this sounds like nonsense, but a lot of reading people, you know, like it does. But, I mean, it's only partly nonsense. You know, like anything, any kind of mind reading type trick, there is genuinely a lot of interaction.
Let's turn it upside down. Louise, can you do any tricks over the phone?
Yeah, Louise.
No, definitely not.
Okay, well, in that case, we'll say goodbye. If anyone wants to phone up and do a trick to Pete.
Oh, that would be great. I'd love that.
That would be that would be amazing.
I genuinely love that, yeah.
0344 499 1000. We'll take a quick break. Then when we come back, can you do another?
I'll do another trick. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Beautiful. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers, and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You don't have to. We've got Pete here till about 11. You don't have to call about magic. If you just want to phone in and do your usual, you know, chat rubbish, you're more than welcome to. You can hear
your usual chat rubbish.
Well, you know, that's what they do. These people. You can hear mutterings in the background because there's a little bit of filming going on because Pete's on his way up. And you're going to do another trick for us.
I am, yeah.
Go to youtube.com/IanLee. Click on the live link if you want to watch this in all its heavenly glory.
I'm just drawing a little picture. Hold on, this will become relevant.
Is that the Queen?
Oh, my God, yeah, it is. Yeah, bang on.
I don't know if you can say bang on about the Queen. That's
What is that? Is that racist? Why not? What's wrong with bang on?
It sounds a little bit sexualised. We don't want to sexualise the monarch.
You're sexualising the monarch. I just said bang on.
You're drawing a picture where she looks horny. What's going on?
You're right. I don't know what I was thinking. Right, let me just finish that off. There you go. So, yeah, the reason... well, you'll see why I'm drawing a picture of the Queen in a second. But, you know... So is now a good time to do another trick?
Yeah,
we're on the air. When these red lights are on, that means we're broadcasting.
I knew we were on the air, but I just thought I'd check. You know, we're about to tell a little story or something. One of your little stories.
He just deconstructed my act in one sentence.
He owned you.
Yeah, he did. Well, I'm going to make sure. I'm going to think of the... When he asked me to think of a number, I'm going to switch it at the last minute and screw up his act. That's what we're going to do. Right.
So this relates...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
To something that this is a true thing that you might not have heard of, or you may have heard of. You know, when there's a big royal event coming up, like, for example, the royal wedding, which is coming up soon?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, people place bets as a kind of jolly bet, think, oh no, what the Queen's going to be wearing.
Yes.
Yes.
You know that? Yeah. And it's like what colour she's going to choose or whatever, yeah? So I do that a lot. I bet on that, and I make a lot of money out of it.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm, well... Well, firstly, I'm a magician, but also I've got some sort of contacts at the palace.
Okay, but okay. That's more likely answer.
Yeah, I've been tipped off about some colours that her summer wardrobe's going to involve, and I've got a little, as you can verify, I've got a box of crayons here.
Yep, yep.
Now, it's a small box of crayons, so there aren't loads of colours in it, but there are lots of different combinations that you could use these colours in.
Okay.
And I've also just drawn, as Ian has said, a picture of the Queen, okay, a beautiful picture.
She's got a hat, she's got a necklace on, she's got a jacket, a skirt, and some shoes.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. Kath.
Yeah.
There you go. There's the picture of the Queen. If I could give you these crayons.
Oh, you've heard about my colouring in skills.
There you go. Yeah. Could you not show me? Obviously, I'm going to look. Let me move this out of the way. So I'm going to look over here. And could you just take out one of the crayons?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have you got one?
Yeah.
Okay. And could you colour in the hat, please, to begin with?
All right. No peeping.
I'm not looking. Ian, you can verify that.
I can verify he's not peeping.
And also, there are no screens either.
No.
When you've done it, you can put the crayon just down on the desk. So don't put it back in the box. So that one's eliminated now. That one's done. Okay.
Okay.
She's
doing it nicely.
She's got her hand over it as though she doesn't want anyone to copy her homework.
It's like school. Right.
Cool. And could you take another crayon when you're done?
Yeah.
Okay.
He can't see anything. He's got his face in the opposite direction. There's no reflection. There's no way he could see.
Have you got one?
Yes.
Okay, could you colour in the, I don't know, the skirt, please? Okay.
This combination really doesn't go, but, you know. I don't think
she's particularly known for her sartorial elegance.
She normally wears the same colours, though.
Well, that's true. Yeah, she's mixing it up this year, I've heard.
She is.
Yeah.
Someone's just put on YouTube, the Queen won't be alive for the wedding. This is a shit trick.
Oh, what do they know?
I hope that's not a threat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, strong words. Okay, can you take another colour for me? Yeah. I realise that this is probably quite boring to listen to, but, you know,
you're
stuck with it.
I'll be honest, it's better than some of the stuff we've done.
Could you colour in the top with whatever you've just picked, please? You
know, yes.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. And when you've done that, it doesn't have to be too neat, but yeah, whatever.
It does.
Okay, it does. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And we'll do one more before all the listeners switch off. Can you take one more crayon and colour in whatever's left? I think, is it the shoes you haven't done?
The shoes.
Okay, thanks.
Actually, she could do a lot worse in this outfit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Does it look all right?
I think she could look quite snazzy in it. They certainly wouldn't miss her. Okay.
Okay. We good?
Yeah.
All right. In fact, Ian, can you see the picture as well? Can I see it?
I can see the picture.
Okay.
Yes, I can
okay.
see the picture.
So first of all, I'm going to tell you that you probably went for red first of all for the hat. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. And then if we move down the picture, I reckon there's a yellow top. I reckon there is.
What? Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
I reckon the skirt's pink.
Yes.
Okay, and I reckon the shoes are black. Right? Is that right? Okay, but it's better than that because, you know, you might, although I've kind of told you that correctly, you might think I've somehow seen it or seen a reflection. I mean, I'm looking at a water bottle there. There could conceivably have somehow seen something. Yeah. So if you go to my Instagram, Kath, which is at Pete Heat.
Hang on a minute. All right. So I don't know how Instagram works. What do I have to type in? Instagram.
Yeah, at Pete Heat.
Right, hang on a minute. We're going to find this.
Okay.
Not now. Right, at Pete Heat. Yeah. Here we go.
And a couple of days ago, you know, I told you I had some connections at the royal family, in the royal household.
Yeah.
I'm actually mates with Liz herself. If you look back a few days ago, there's a shot of me.
There's a picture of you with Dawn French.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about that. But no, if you took it, so scroll down slightly.
Scroll down.
And you see that one that you just hovered over there in the middle? Click on that.
Whoa,
click on that for me.
Whoa, 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 dude!
Show me.
What have you done? Right, it's, okay, it's a picture of Pete with the Queen. She's wearing... She's wearing exactly what you've just done. She's wearing... Go at Pete Heat on Instagram, guys. She's wearing the outfit.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Mate, she's wearing the red hat, the yellow top, the pink skirt and the black shoes. Mate! Oh.
See, I'll make loads of money with that every year.
That is magic.
Yeah. You posted that 6 days ago.
Yeah.
And you said you spent yesterday with Her Royal Highness. And someone's posted, yes, that suit, your suit. We'll get onto that later. And Gareth's posted, you make a right handsome couple, so you do. 6 days ago he posted that. Flipping heck, man. Oh, I love it. This is brilliant. And listen, I'm a sucker for a card trick. I love a card trick. I love a really simple, is this your card? I love it. But this is insane, man. This is insane. This is another level.
Let me just show...
How do you feel, Catherine?
A bit like someone's been rifling through my knicker drawer.
If you go to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/IanLee, you can see Kath holding up the picture. Matt, who's running it, has just posted up the Instagram picture as well. If you want to go to Pete's Instagram, at Pete Heat on Instagram, same for his YouTube, Twitter as well.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Right, now, we've got some calls. We'll make you talk to Alan Caddick in a minute. Okay. Now, I've never seen anything like that. I've seen something that, actually, I've seen you do one with colouring in before about 8 years ago.
Yeah, was it that long ago?
It probably was a bit longer. But and I thought that's where we were going, but completely different trick, okay? And I've never seen anyone do anything like that before. How do you come up with a new trick? Do you think of the reveal first and then try and work backwards?
Often, often exactly that. You think. Yeah, there's two ways. Either I've got some sort of move or cool thing that like a sleight of hand thing. And I think, how could I use that?
Yeah.
Like, could I use it with a pen? If I did, then what would the pen be writing? Or, you know, whatever. But yeah, normally you think, what would be a cool finish?
Yeah,
and then work back from that. With this one, because this thing that we're shooting at the moment involves London, and I thought, okay, something with the Queen.
Good for you.
Yeah, so that's the end.
You've got to call in those favours when you can. Let's speak to Alan Caddick. Good evening, Alan.
Hiya, boss.
Hello, Alan. Did you see that trick on YouTube?
I'm wondering, my YouTube's playing up on my Fire Stick.
Say that again.
My YouTube is playing up on my Fire Stick.
His YouTube is playing up on his Fire Stick. Can you fix that, Pete? Can you do something for that?
No, wait. Okay, that's done.
People on YouTube are arguing. That is pure suggestion. How many colours did she have? Craig's going, it's not suggestion. It's easy with technology.
What?
I hope someone makes sure Kath gets home okay. I don't trust Pete. Katie's saying, how great is Pete? And Lewis is saying, I've got a trick that would blow Pete's mind.
Oh, proud boast.
He ain't calling in, no. Alan, you're a fan.
I want Pete to do some mime magic with me.
Some mime magic?
Mind.
Mime magic?
No, mind.
Mind what?
No, I'm thinking of a word. I want Pete to try and guess that word.
Let me do it. I'll do it. Think of the word.
Okay, I've got the word.
Think really, really hard.
Yeah.
Right. It's Friday, isn't it?
What time is it?
Right.
It's half past.
Yeah. It's 20 to 11 on a Friday.
I can say this, can't I?
I know where it's going.
I know what the word is, Alan. You're thinking of cock.
No.
Balls?
No.
What was it?
Race card.
What?
Horse racing.
The race card?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. He's playing the race card there.
Right. Yeah, okay.
That's the correct answer, Caddick. Well done.
I think he was thinking of what I said, but he was too embarrassed. His mum just walked into the room.
Yeah.
Good evening, Alistair.
Oh, hi, Ian. I'm on the odd log. Just to say, I'm really sorry for ringing up drunk last night.
Okay, that's fine. You don't have to apologise for that.
And I'm sorry that you had a shitty day as
that's
well.
Okay. That's okay. You don't need to apologise for that.
And I'm not pissed at the moment, which is good.
There we go. You should apologise for that. Who is your favourite magician of all time?
I can hear you.
Well, I used to be into magic in a big way.
Yes.
Not so much these days, because I'm a bit too cynical, I'm afraid, which is wrong of me. But
hang on a minute. What? But cynical about what?
Well, because it's described as magic, it starts in magic.
Oh, God, you're like my missus. Yeah, no, it's magic. Here's the thing, right? I go and see magicians, and I do from time to time, when I was in Australia, I went and saw a magician, right? I got really excited. I wasn't allowed out of the hotel, but in the hotel complex, there was a magician. And I got permission to go and see it, right? And I loved it. Yeah. And he was cheesy, and he was a bit slick, and I actually saw how he did a couple of the tricks. He wasn't great, but I went in there with a massive grin on my face, and I totally, totally bought into it. I bought into it. Of course, most of them, Pete being the exception, of course, most of them, it's all strings and wires and things hidden in pockets. Pete doesn't work like that, and I just want to say that for legal reasons. But you've just got to let your inhibitions and imagination go.
Let your inner child play.
Yeah, embrace it.
Stop being so miserable. Right. I need to try and work on that.
Yeah, work on your inner child. Go and see a magic show and just let go. And I asked Pete how he does it. I'd be devastated if he told me how he did it. I really would. I don't. Of course, I want to know.
In the day, I did love Peter. What's his name? Daniels.
Paul Daniels.
No, he
Paul
means Daniels. Martin Daniels,
no,
his son.
I mean Phil Daniels.
I loved David Copperfield.
Yeah, brilliant. They're brilliant. I love Copperfield. I think he's great. Me and the boys. About 6 months ago, my two little boys, 6 and 8, they asked me, has a human ever flown? I went, aha! And I showed them David Copperfield flying, and they loved it. Right. And then we watched him getting sawn in half. We watched all of that. I love those big.
That's great, isn't it? The big circular saw thing.
Yeah,
that's
and
amazing.
Then he reverses time. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. Like the scrap of fabric from a shirt flies back up into. Yeah.
And the legs get. Is that the one where the legs get up and walk? There's one.
Oh, that's a different one, but it's great.
It's so good. Go and watch, Alistair. Right, turn us off for 20 minutes, half an hour, right? Go on YouTube. Watch Paul Daniels making an elephant disappear. Watch David Copperfield flying. Honestly, they will leave you full of wonder.
Yeah, I've seen the David Copperfield. I look for the elephant disappearing. Though,
watch David Copperfield walking through the Great Wall of China. That's a great one.
Okay.
Thank you, Alistair. Cheers. Anyway. Ta-ta. 03444991000. Have you got a YouTube channel?
Yeah, if you just search Pete Heat on YouTube, or I think it's just youtube.com/Pete Heat.
Okay, right. Yeah. Well, we'll go there. We'll tweet. After this, I'll tweet all the links and then send everyone in the right direction. And let's do the plugs as well. Your website, peteheat.co.uk. .co.uk, wasn't it? That's why I hesitated. 03444991000. We've got Pete here until 11. I suspect we're going to get another trick in a second. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Some people are worried about you using your powers for evil.
Okay.
Dom says, Pete is a wizard. We need to contain him before the power gets to his head and he uses it to hurt people.
Too late, baby. Why do you think I'm on the radio? Brainwashing a nation.
It's like the demon headmaster. We won't get much out of this, but let's go to Andre. Good evening, Andre.
You might get sung out of this, actually.
Probably
have you
not.
Ever seen the film Carrie?
Have I seen...
By Stephen King. The film Carrie.
Yes, I've seen the film Carrie. That's where she gets the pig's blood on her head at the prom, isn't it? Yes.
She can move things with her mind. Yeah. Sorry, go on.
Telekinesis, yeah?
Oh.
Telekinesis, yeah, exactly.
Telekinesis. Mm-hmm. Move things without touching them. Well, I can do that. Do you know how I do it?
I open the fridge door from the living room. Right. A beer comes out and sits on my table.
Right.
It does, Ian, yeah?
Yeah,
straight
does it
up.
Does it, yes, okay.
And once, right, I can levitate.
Yeah.
I've seen someone levitating through the window.
Yes.
In the most haunted pub in the country.
Why, can you levitate now for us, Andre?
Sorry?
Could you levitate for us now? One trick would be for him to phone in sober, but anyway, could you levitate for us now?
You maybe live stream it.
Yeah.
Do a little periscope.
I could do, but I prefer to open the lappy and sing a song.
Okay, well, why don't you open the lappy and sing a song?
So I'll call back in half hour?
Yeah, sure, whatever. Pete Heat, at Pete Heat on Twitter, at Pete Heat on Instagram, peteheat.co.uk. I'll tweet all of this during the news at 11 o'clock. You haven't got any live shows coming up?
No, nothing to plug. Because I'm busy working on this thing that I'm filming, I've just been doing this.
That's nice. People we like are always welcome on to plug stuff, but when they haven't got stuff to plug, that's even better. I think people just get in touch and say, can I come on the show next week? You're welcome every time. We love you.
Thank you. It's always fun.
You got one more trick for us.
Yeah, do you want to see one more thing?
Yeah.
So this is...
During the break, he prefaced this by going, I hope this one works.
Yeah. It's one I haven't really done, well, like every trick on this so far. It's one I haven't really done very much or at all. But let's try it. So, Ian.
Yes, Pete.
I've got a pack of cards here, as
of course
you can
you
see.
Have.
But rather than picking a card, could I ask you to just think of a card?
Okay.
Not a joker. One of the cards in the pack. Okay. And by the way, this isn't one of those things where I hope that you go for the most obvious card.
What is the most obvious
card?
People
always go for like the Ace of Spades, for example.
Okay.
Well, that's the main one. That's the.
How did
card.
He know?
Yeah.
No. I have it.
You've got one. Okay.
I have it.
Now I don't want you to tell me, obviously, because I've shit. Terrible, I mean. could you, this is just so you can verify it, really. Could you write it down, like this is a dry white pen. Just
so
write it on the cellophane of the card box.
A pack of cards with some cellophane on, and you need to write it.
Yeah.
Okay. I should have just drawn the symbol, shouldn't I?
You could have done, yeah.
Done.
Okay, and could you turn it to show Kath? Don't say it out loud, Kath.
Okay,
here we go. Can you make that out?
Yeah, okay. You probably can't see it on YouTube, but I'm showing it to you. Pete, by the way, isn't looking at me writing it, so he's not watched my hand movements or anything. Yep.
And if you're happy, could you just wipe it off with your thumb? It's dry erase, so it should just wipe off.
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
Okay. Is there any evidence whatsoever of what that was?
It's gone.
No,
it's absolutely gone.
Okay, perfect. All right. So I'm going to... Can I take the box? Before you go back, check there's no like marks or dents. If there are, you can even take the cellophane off, whatever you want.
I'm taking the cellophane
off.
Yeah,
go for it. All right.
Yeah, he wasn't expecting that, was he? I've got the cellophane.
Ruin the trick. No. All right. So I'm gonna take them out of the box if I can, and I'm gonna go through. Look at me for a second.
Come on, then. Let's do this.
Okay, hold on. You know what? Let me.
He's pulled a card out. He's put it back.
Okay. So I'm gonna show my cameras. What card I think this is, okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay, but can you two look away for a second?
Okay. Looking away, he's showing people, he's showing
this
cameras.
Is the card I'm going for. Can you see that? Okay, all right. Kath, could you put your hand out for me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to take this card that I've just shown the camera. Could you put your other hand on top? Okay, so I am now committed to one card from the fact.
You should be committed, this bloke.
Hey!
Kath is holding the card between her hands, her aging hands.
Shut up.
Okay.
So, she's holding a card face down. She doesn't know what it is that she's holding, and I don't know what card Ian was thinking of. What could possibly go wrong? Ian, for the first time, now that I'm committed to that card, for the first time, can you name aloud the card that you were thinking of?
The Seven of Diamonds.
Seven of Diamonds.
The Seven of Diamonds.
Okay. Would it be good if the Seven of Diamonds was in her hand?
It would be amazing if the Seven of Diamonds was in her hand.
Have a look.
It's the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah, it would have been amazing, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The Queen of Hearts, okay. Well, you know, when I said when I said you were really the tension was building there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But when I said, would it be amazing if the Seven of Diamonds was in her hand?
Yeah.
You know, when I said her, I didn't actually specify Kath.
Yeah.
When I said in her hand, I was actually talking about the Queen.
Oh, for God's sakes, man! Stop doing this.
Look,
where am I
look
going
at
now?
Look at the card. No! I was talking about the Queen of Hearts.
Oh!
Have a look!
Have a look!
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh my!
That is there. That is printed on the card. Show that to the boys and girls. Whoa! Whoa! That is amazing. I would describe it. It's a playing card. It is the Queen of Queen of Hearts, and it's a normal playing card. It's that kind of texture that they have, and she is holding in both her hands a seven of diamonds. She's holding it in both her hands, the seven of diamonds. I really want to swear.
More. So do I.
Flipping heck, Pete. That is mate. That is amazing. Oh, even you. By your standard, that is amazing. That is incredible.
That's made me shake a little bit. That's wow.
I feel like everything I've done in my life has been worthless.
We need to stop this and study the magics.
YouTuber going, burn him. What is this sorcery? Magic radio. Would have been better if she were holding a dildo. That's inappropriate, Johnny. You're going to get timed out. My head is wrecked now. It's psychedelic, says Mike. Oh, mate. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love it. Honestly, I've seen quite a few magicians. You are my favourite by a country mile, because I think... What you ready?
Bob Finger says, bloody hell, Peter's just made my wife pregnant doing that trick. He's what? Amazing.
Wow. So the thing you're filming, thank you for that, man. The thing you're filming is hopefully, what, to get series, get a DVD deal, I was going to say. It's not anymore, it's all Netflix
I suppose
and stuff,
it is.
Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. So basically it's a pilot. So the idea is we take it around to channels and go, hey, look at this thing. Either it becomes a series or becomes a special or something.
Yeah.
Or I suppose if no one's interested, we'd self-release it, put it online. You know,
it's a nice video to show the kids.
Exactly.
Look what Daddy could have been.
Yeah, look, this could have been something.
I love it. And you were doing some writing for a TV show last time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was kind of consulting.
That's all done,
that's
dusted?
Finished. Yeah, I might be doing another stint on a different show soon, actually, but that's a separate thing. It's fun. I love that, actually, just creating tricks. It's a really different energy to performing, obviously, because there's no one watching you, but you sit around just thinking and doing little sketches on the back of envelopes and trying to work.
So good. I know you're not a massive fan of doing live shows, but do it. Put one on, and we'll plug it. We'll come and see it. We'll sit in the front row like a couple of suckers.
Yeah,
isn't it great? I mean, he really is just... we'll blow more smoke up his ass when he goes. I don't want his head to get too big, but...
That trick with the card, though. Well.
I love it. You have the same reaction to me, just that wonderment.
It's going to take me a good 3 hours to stop thinking about this.
What's your obsession with the Queen, man? You need to let it go. You need to let
maybe
her go.
Maybe I do.
Pete, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you.
Welcome anytime. And I know we say this. You were so surprised when you got in touch with Kath. Can I come on? Yeah, sure. When? Not even. What do you want to talk about? Yeah, sure. Whenever. You know, we love you.
Because he does this every
time. I know.
Time.
I know, man. I know. It's flipping brilliant.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind. I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.